Have you ever wondered what it would be like to win the lottery? Kat Wright, a high school senior, is about to find out. Only for Kat, the lottery is a fan fiction contest for her favorite TV show, and the prize is a trip to set to meet the cast and crew. Things don't go exactly as planned. She and the show's creator have very different views on where the show should go next. The two are on a high-speed collision course, and when they finally crash, it's going to change the fandom and the show forever. Find out who wins the war in That Vampire Show, a fiction podcast about fandom from Tandon Productions. Listen by searching for That Vampire Show wherever you're listening to this podcast, or by visiting tandemproductions.com.
Warning, the following episode contains themes of suicide. Listener discretion is advised.
So, it has certainly been an interesting week.
Believe me, you have no idea.
So, where were you? I tried to get Lana to tell me like 100 times, but she wouldn't say anything.
She's nothing if not trustworthy.
You don't have to tell me if you don't want to. The reason I came over here a week ago was to apologize. Lana told me that you don't like to be touched when that happens.
It's okay. You didn't know.
I know, but I shouldn't have just acted on instinct instead of taking a minute to read the situation. I'm sorry that I saw something you didn't want me to. And I'm even more sorry I made it worse for you.
You didn't know.
I'm so sorry for it. I spend enough time around you, Nova. I should have known you would want me to mind my business in a situation like that.
You're a really good guy, you know that?
I try to be. Doesn't always work out that way, though.
Hey, sorry to break up this love fest, but you have somewhere to be?
Shit, what time is it?
1:15. You need to go, like, now.
Oh, sorry, I have a thing. But I do want to talk more. Later.
I'll be here.
Did she tell you anything?
Nope.
You apologize?
Yep.
Are you going to give me any details?
Nope.
Running a little late today, I see.
Sorry, I just got home this morning and my sister and Hayden were there. Hayden wanted to talk. It was a whole thing.
Your sister's in town. When did that happen?
Right after the last time I saw you. She's on an extended visit, I guess.
Are you happy about that?
Ask me next week. If I haven't gotten the urge to kick her out by then, everything should be fine.
All right. And what about Hayden?
Well, he's suddenly pals with Lana, which is weird, to say the least. He apologized. Sincerely. I still haven't told him exactly what happened, but I think we're okay for right now.
I'm glad. I think from what you've told me that Hayden could be good for you.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
So, let's talk about this last week. How did everything go?
It was a lot. It took them pretty much the whole week to give me any sort of real answers. They still don't know what's causing my episodes, but they're putting me on antidepressants that are supposed to stop them.
And has that been working?
I don't know yet. I just started taking them, so it'll take a bit for me to figure out if they work or not.
Well, I have high hopes that they will.
You and me both.
Is there something else going on?
There was this girl that I met while I was there. Jessie. We sort of became friends, took art classes together, and hung out during the day. Right before I left, something happened that I don't know how to explain.
Something with this girl?
She tried to kill herself.
That's terrible. Is she all right?
She will be, but I... Somehow I knew it was going to happen. I don't know how I knew, but I did.
What do you mean you knew?
The night that it happened, I had one of my episodes. Not very surprising, I have them every night, but this one was different. I saw a girl in my room, and I swear it was Jessie.
A hallucination of her.
I guess that's what it was, but Allison, it was her. It was her voice, her face. I know it was. She was grabbing at her throat and choking, and she couldn't breathe. When I woke up, I was freaking out so hard that my nurse came into my room to calm me down. I kept telling him, something's wrong, you have to help her, but he wouldn't listen to me. The next thing I know, some other nurse is running into the room telling him something's wrong and she needs his help. In the morning, Jessie had bruises around her neck and was on suicide watch.
That's terrible. I'm so sorry that all this happened. Thank God people were there to help in time.
Yes, but that's not the point. The point is, I knew that Jessie was going to die. On some level, I even knew how she was going to do it. How is that possible?
Well, you said you were friends, spent a considerable amount of time together. Perhaps you picked up on her behavior. You were worried about her, and that manifested in a dream. Luckily, you happened to be right, and someone was there to help her.
That's what everybody keeps saying. But that's not what it was. I know it's not. It was different that time. It's never been that real. Even the times that I've been lying in my bed, unable to move, praying for it all to be over because I was sure I was going to die, it didn't feel that real.
Nova, I know you want a different explanation for this. I know it seems much more complicated than it actually is, but I can assure you, it was just your subconscious bringing a fear to life that was valid. There just isn't another answer.
Hello?
Hey, kid. I just got off the phone with your sister. She said you're back home.
Yeah. Well, technically home, physically in my car.
Perfect. You're already out. I need you to come into the office.
Right now? Dad, I'm not even supposed to come in until next week. You gave me time off.
I need you to come in for an hour at most, kid. Don't be melodramatic.
I'll be there in 20 minutes.
Great.
I'm not crazy. Reese Chambers is determined to push me into insanity, but I won't let him because I am not, I repeat, not anywhere close to crazy. I was summoned.
Mr. Chambers, your daughter is here.
Send her in.
You can go in now.
I'm here.
Great. Take a seat, please.
Am I being fired or something?
No, of course not. I wanted to ask you how things went at the place you were staying this week.
So you made me come to work?
Well, I couldn't exactly leave.
You own the whole company. It's your signature on everyone's checks. I'm pretty sure you can do whatever you want here.
I had a lot of work to do today. It seemed more practical to have you come into the office.
We could have done this outside of business hours, Dad, or, you know, on a weekend, if you still even take days off.
You're here now. So we might as well go ahead and have this conversation. So, how was it?
Fine.
And you're better now?
Not really, Dad, but I'm getting there.
So it helped then?
Yes, I think so. Look, if you don't actually need me here for work...
I just wanted to make sure that... If you need more time off...
A week is plenty, seeing as I only work part-time anyway.
But if you do need the time... I don't want you to think that I don't care.
I don't think that.
Don't lie, kid.
Mr. Chambers, you need to be on the fourth floor in 15 minutes.
If you need more time off, that can be arranged. We have interns for a reason. They can pick up your slack while you're gone.
14 minutes.
Thanks for the offer, Dad. But I'll see you on Monday.
Have a good day, Nova.
Yeah, you too. Fucking Twilight Zone.
Oh, hey, I didn't think you were coming back until Monday.
I'm not, just stopping by.
Oh. Are you okay?
The robot just spoke to me. And she was nice.
Creepy.
I know, right?
You know, I've never even seen her go to the bathroom. There's no way she's human.
She's only ever gotten sick once in the 10 years she's worked here. She never even goes on vacation.
Speaking of vacations... How is Palm Springs?
Palm Springs?
Yeah. Mr. Chambers said you and your sister were visiting your grandmother in Palm Springs for the last week.
Unbelievable. Palm Springs was great. Josiah, I gotta go.
Hey.
Wow, when you said you'd be here, you weren't joking. Have you even moved since I left?
I had to get up to pee like half an hour ago.
Where's Lana?
She went out to meet some guy named Jeff, I think.
Oh, God, not Jeff.
Who is he?
Very bad high school boyfriend of Lana's.
How bad?
There's not enough time in the world to answer that question.
Yikes. You okay?
I've had a beyond weird and frustrating day, but I'll be fine.
You want to talk about it?
How much time do you have?
As much as you need. Probably more since Jack has a girl over.
I think I'm losing my mind.
How do you mean?
You don't want to know about all this stuff.
Can you maybe let me decide what I do and don't want to know?
Fine. My nightmares? They're really intense. Like, really intense. And they happen every night. The time you were here wasn't even close to the worst one. That's why I was gone this last week. I went to a place to try and figure out how to stop them, but I just... left with more questions than answers.
Shit, that happens every night?
Yeah. Pretty freaky stuff. You sure you don't want to leave?
I don't have anywhere else to be, Nova.
I went to this sleep tracking place. They pretty much have no clue what's causing my... episodes, but they gave me something to make them stop. While I was there, I met this girl. She tried to hurt herself. And I had a nightmare pretty much at the same time I saw her, and when I woke up, I knew she was in trouble. Everybody keeps saying it was just a coincidence that I was worried about her and had a dream that happened to come true, but Hayden, it felt so different. There were things I had no way of knowing.
Like what?
My nurse, Brady, he told me that it was the anniversary of her parents' death. Her parents who died in a car crash. In my nightmare or hallucination or whatever it was, I heard the crash. I heard the tires screech and the car crashing into something. I heard her calling out for her mom and dad. She never told me about any of that. There's no way I could have known.
You don't think it was just a nightmare, do you?
No, I don't. I think it was... Well, the word my doctor used when I explained it was... premonition.
A premonition?
You think I'm crazy?
No. You're not crazy. I just... don't understand.
I think... somehow, by some intuition, that I knew what happened to Jessie's parents, that she was going to hurt herself, and how she was going to do it. Not in the normal, I picked up on this person's emotions way. I think I just inherently knew, and I have no idea how.
I don't know what to say. I don't think you're crazy. But I don't have any answers either.
No other explanation makes sense to me. How did I know?
If you or someone you know is struggling with suicidal thoughts, there are resources available. Please reach out to the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255. This episode of All in My Head was written and directed by Alexandra Tandon. It featured Mia Passarella as Nova, Nicole Knutson as Lana, Michael DiNardo as Hayden, Jessica Garcia as Allison, Tom Tagling as Reese, Shefali Vasudevan as Darla, and Anshu as Josiah. Our associate producer is Stephanie Gordon. To keep up with our show, follow us on social media. We are at All My Head Pod on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. For bonus content, merch, and to find out how to get our episodes early, visit our website at allinmyheadpod.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.